This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Is it easier for you to read a newspaper in a high wind, on horseback, in a rainstorm, than to witness for the Lord? If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the joy of witnessing for Christ. Jesus told us to be witnesses. He said, "You shall be witnesses unto me." You and I have a personal experience of Jesus Christ in our lives. We have tested His teachings in our daily lives and found them to be true. This means that we can speak with conviction and authority because we are telling what we know. Our testimony is not hearsay, but history. Note 1 John 1:3. "That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ." So every child of God is a member of a great witnessing brotherhood. God has graciously gifted certain divinely appointed men to teach and train us to do our job, but witnessing is everybody's job. Now then, what's involved in being an effective witness for Christ? First of all, we must be in close, intimate fellowship with Jesus Himself. He said, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing." Salvation did not originate with man, and cannot be propagated on a human level. The Bible says, "It is God who would have all men to be saved. It is God who is not willing that any should perish. It is God who so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. It is God who sent His Son to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Our responsibility is vertical, in a living, vital fellowship with Jesus Christ. Man cannot work the work of God. He can only be used of God to do it. Jesus said, "Without me, ye can do nothing." Secondly, pray. Pray specifically by name and ask God to prepare the hearts of people for your witness. Make a list of people who need the Savior and pray that God will prepare the soil of their heart for the seed of His Word. This leads to the third thing. Share God's Word. Note these examples. "And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. Then Philip opened his mouth, and began at the same Scripture, and preached unto him Jesus." So as we pray and plant the seed of the Word of God, the Holy Spirit takes that Word and germinates it, and new life results. Jesus said, "Behold, a sower goes forth to sow, and the sower soweth the Word." Why? Because we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not primarily persuasive, but creative. It creates new life. The last thing, share the Word of God so that people understand clearly how to receive Jesus Christ into their lives. Jesus said, "But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the Word of God and understandeth it." May God bless you as you witness for Him.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will give you a plan for Bible reading and offer practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.